All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm up late. And Juan, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's see. There we go. Hey,
Oh,
bro.
that's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, man, that's like relaxing to look at. We need something relaxing to look at. Everyone's panicking right now. Everyone's freaking out and texting me. So, folks, it's midnight here, and it's pretty early. Not, it's evening time over where Juanito's at, but stock market's crashing. I told you so. Kamala doesn't have a clue. Biden is sound asleep, all caused by inept U.S. leadership. Stocks crypto plunge as investors rush to haven trades. A global stocks sell-off deepens. MSCI Asia Pacific plunges. Japan benchmark index falls over 7%, extending Friday's loss. Treasury two-year yields fall as much as 11 basis points. Bitcoin declines 8%. Ether and Dogecoin also fall. Lots going on, and that's why you need your gold, folks. Noble Gold, are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? I'm sure you all are right about now. With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold. For centuries, yeah. Gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Gold Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future by rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA. You can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability, and we all need that right now. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments. Streamlined process with expert guidance. This election year, don't let uncertainty keep you up at night. Like what's happening right now, I'm getting texts like crazy. Vote the timeless safety of gold and the silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or 10 silver, a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, it's down there at the link, folks. Hit the link below. Juanito, I'm getting text calls. Why aren't you telling us what's happening? Why aren't you talking to Juan? What's going on? Everyone knows you were in Japan not too long ago. You predicted this was going to happen very soon. Juan, fill in my YouTube crowd. We're going to go to the back channel and go deep into this. We're going to talk about the DNC and everything that's going to happen. But right now, just surface level stuff for my YouTube audience to calm down the panic, help them out right now.
Okay. I just won't say anything that takes us off. We can have still a fairly concise, important conversation with this audience on YouTube. The short version is this. When Japan was faced with supporting their market, essentially supporting the stock market, things like that, or supporting their money supply, the yen, they had a choice. And so they decided to pick to support their money supply, the yen. And so they raised interest rates a tiny amount, an infinitesimal amount. They went from a tenth of a cent interest rate or zero on what they were, you know, charging people to get money at the federal exchange window. And a quarter of a cent, they raised it to a quarter of a cent. So a 0.15 increase over where it was. Now, in the Western markets, that would seem like next to nothing. It'd be infinitesimal. It'd be unbelievably tiny. But in the Japanese market, the Asian market, that was like fire. And what it told the investors is that they were going to protect the yen, and the yen rose in value against the dollar. I've been telling people both the dollar and the yen have been falling, but it's relative. And people are looking at the market, say the job market. In Japan, Japan is the closest economy to the U.S. on their currency and their investments and everything else. They're our closest trading partner. So when America looks like it might not have as many jobs, even though they're telling you how they're creating all these jobs and everything else behind the scenes, the people that actually crunch the numbers know that that's just a fallacy. And that real money going into people's pockets is going down. Prices are rising insanely fast over the last several years with this group that's in power. So what it tells investors in Japan and people that are running companies like that, people aren't going to have the money to buy a lot of the products they make. And they're going to have to pay more for it because, you know, they just now raise the price of the yen, the value of the yen, by increasing interest rates a tiny amount. That has had a ripple effect out through other economies in the world. And I've said, you know, you can watch, you know, for example, stuff happened in China and they've lost about 100 banks this year, just vaporized, went into thin air, not existent anymore. And that's been kind of accelerating over this last quarter. You can have other problems in other Asian markets like Korea. Korea, a short while ago, they stopped trading on the Korean stock market. Japan, this morning, third day in a row, was limiting down on the sales of stocks. And so the stock market was falling. And so they shut the market down for a while, gave it a few minutes to cool off, allow the algorithms to kind of kick in and sort things out. And then the market kind of stabilized a little bit. They turned it back on. But what's happened is, in choosing to support the yen, they chose to clip the wing of everybody that has investments in the stocks. Well, retirees, companies go out and trade and get money based on what the value of their traded stock is, if they need money to run and operate like that. Well, so what happened is now you have a situation where the velocity of transactions in Japan has slowed down. It's had an impact other places, including over in the U.S. It's going to slow down business. People are not going to spend as much cash. The banks won't be loaning as much cash out as they have been, with lower interest rates, with higher rates.
Everyone's just kind of freeze, right? They're going to freeze.
Right. It slows down radically. It changes the way that business happens and the velocity of business. One of the most important things is how fast is money being turned over? Not just that you do transactions, but how rapidly do they turn over from one transaction to the next to the next? And when you start slowing it down radically, that has an impact on, you know, how many deals get done in a year, how much profit gets made, the velocity of transactions and trades. And of course, the computers have a big part in what's going on in all these trades. And that's part of why they had to slow the markets down. In fact, going back into Black Friday here in the U.S., or Black Monday in the U.S., where we had this huge 500-point drop in one day, back in the 80s, mid-80s, I think it was 87, I'm trying to remember. Well, that was really just a test because they had all the computers that were just coming online to see how the automated transactions might affect the markets and like that. And then within a day or two, it was right back up where it was and kind of re-strengthened.
So, Juan, are we in the Black Swan event right now? Or is it, well, it's not right now, right? It's not yet? Or are we or is this the beginning?
No, this is the beginning, and actually the beginning, the real hard beginning. And I told your listeners this even before it happened, let alone the day it happened, back in mid-June, when one of the Japanese banks, fifth largest bank, followed some advice, got in there. They'd spent 9.5 months getting themselves ready to beat everybody else, to get a seat when the music stopped. And so they did their transaction, started that process before the end of the second quarter. And then they had to do their reporting and stuff like that at the July 15th. They have to report that within 15 days of the end of the quarter, which was June 31st or 30th. These other banks were slow to show up. Now the second largest bank is selling off huge in this particular market. Other banks are going to have to follow. They're trying to stay viable, and they're divesting of some assets to cover positions to, protect themselves. it gets convoluted, and it's not worth getting too deep into it because most people won't kind of understand. And for every expert that says, well, this means this, there's five other experts that say, no, it doesn't mean this, it means this other thing. The short version is they decided to protect the money. And why do governments protect the money, which the U.S. is doing too, by the way? They protect the money instead of the stock, instead of the retirement accounts, of the valuation on the sheets, because what do governments do? See, businesses, everybody in the stock markets, everybody on the Nikkei 225 and the Tokyo exchanges, everybody in the U.S. stock markets, New York Stock Exchange, et cetera, all those companies, they actually make things, they build things, they do things. They fly people places in airplanes. They get gold and silver out of the ground. They make cameras and computers and stuff like that. And then they make a profit by selling it to other people for the money. And that profit goes to the investors who hold shares in the stocks. What do governments do? Governments print money. They don't make anything. They don't spin or toil. They're not productive. They get more employees on the government side to charge more money, to charge more taxes, to take more money. And they print money to cover whatever the bill is as it increases. And they blow things up. And they keep spending money that didn't exist yesterday, a week ago, a year ago. And that's why you have the amount of money being printed going to outer space. In this administration, under this Biden administration, the puppeteers behind the scenes running it have increased the money, the dollars.
So that's what we'll see again.
Over half. Okay. All the money that ever was printed in the U.S., they've increased it by over half in just, 3.5 years.
So that will be their answer for this again. So Kamala doesn't look bad.
Well, what they have to do, they're continuing to print money like madmen because we got one war going and we're getting ready to wade in on another war. And we have a couple of quiet wars you don't hear about that we're in the middle of. When we do that, we spend a lot of money, blowing things up, moving people around, et cetera. And that costs money. So they're printing money they don't really have, like madmen. And they're trying to make all the voters feel good while they're doing all this stuff that they don't actually have the revenue to cover. If they don't protect the yen, the dollar, 50 other currencies in this world reserve system, then the governments have to cut their spending. They have to cut all the stuff they're doing, got to lay people off. Well, governments don't lay people off, or they have to increase taxes, which means people work less because it doesn't make sense. Businesses don't do as much business because it doesn't make sense. Why am I working to just give it to the government and there's nothing left for me? So they're in this, there's no good way to answer it. In the catch 22, the Bank of Japan was in, and it's the same thing here in the U.S. It's the same thing in economies around the world. Do they protect the citizens' savings and their retirement account, or do they protect their ability to control everything?
So in other words, people are going to lose their 401ks and things like that?
Well, when the markets go down, then whatever you had in your retirement fund goes down radically.
I don't think that's going to happen right now. I know this is the beginning, but they would not let that happen coming into an election.
That's precisely my point. The real issue is right now. This is in Japan. The way you have to think about it is that Japan is the canary in the mine shaft. Did you have problems in other markets around the world? I have people trying to tell me, no, it started in Europe, it started in Africa, it started, other parts of Asia, it started in Japan. I mean, China. Excuse me. Those economies are not tied directly to the U.S. dollar. And by the way, the banking system in Japan, our Federal Reserve in the United States covers depositors in Japanese banks in many cases. So when it hits Japan, it's not long before it hits America. It's on its way.
So how long do you think we have?
Well, this is a huge ship of state. You can have, we're pretty big. It takes a lot to take us out of service, stop us, whatever, to turn these things. And then the dollar is the reserve currency across the world. Other currencies run into problems. And just like in Japan, what happened? A lot of people were divesting out of the markets in Japan and moving to the U.S. stock market. When the fifth largest bank started announcing what they were doing with their positions into various bond positions and like that back in mid-June, the investors that were smart started moving over to the U.S. stock market and getting out of the way of what they knew was inevitable. So the stock market crested past this 39,000 zone where it'd been stuck in forever, you know, 38,000, 39,000. And I had told everybody numerous times that that was when it broke out, it wouldn't go far, and that was going to be like a dead cat bounce. And then you have to hold on for dear life. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Now it's come down a bit. So here's what'll happen. Expect behind the scenes, the various reserve operations, you know, from around the world to come together, try to patch this thing together, save things, keep it from being as crazy as it is. I'll tell you that this is, your savings are fine. Your retirement is fine. It's a correction, blah, blah, blah. It's only a 10%. It's only giving away the gains from this year, blah, blah, blah. The reality is, this is a tidal wave. The water's coming in. It's rising. You can do all sorts of things politically to adjust. You can bring in, you know, we have a lot of digital money hidden in things all over the world that we can release to try to stabilize the market and hold it in position. It's kind of similar for those people that watch the metals. The reason that silver, for example, has stayed down in a relatively contained zone up until just a few months ago for quite a long time is because they were adding in fake paper silver. So on paper, they were mining silver, creating it from thin air with monetary instruments that were literally silver. If you give us this much money, we'll give you this much silver. On demand at a later date. And it was just a silver certificate of sorts. I'm trying to simplify something a little more complex. But at the end of the day, they just kept adding in more and more promises that were fake silver. It wasn't real silver. And all the entities behind the scenes, the banks essentially, even governments, U.S. government wasn't minting silver, which is required by law to do. Very tiny amounts. It wasn't putting the silver out there in the public's hands. It was printing more paper. And so they created silver promises and increased the amount of silver promises over and over and over and over. That's why the price of silver, physical silver that you put in your hand, coins, blanks, bars, whatever it is higher than the price of the traded silver that you see on the exchange. Well, they got silver. It's $26, $28, $32. I could be able to get that at the pawn shop. No, they want to charge a premium. Why is that? Because physical silver is not fake. That paper they're trading around is fake. Even the U.S. Mint for the 1 ounce silver coin that they sell right now, when I was looking the other day, was $91 an ounce. For something the same weight and grade as what we do with our coins over at thejennifermack.com and allpatriots at gumroad.com. Why? Because to do the things they do to make coin, to make it of that kind of quality, takes a lot more, if you will, to do that. It's not just raw silver sitting, you know, unsmelted or whatever, down to a certain purity, et cetera. So what my recommendation is to your audience here, talking within the YouTube crowd, you can't hear, you got to put earplugs in. You got to put, you know, tissue in your ear, wet it down and put wax on it and not listen to the siren song. Something dark this way cometh.
Okay, and so it's on its way. The black swan is spreading its wings, basically about to lift
that,
off.
It, we already see it, but yes, it's spreading its wings. That dark angel is spreading its wings. And as I said all the way along, it would come first where people saw it visibly from Japan. It actually started in the earliest part many long months
I knew
ago.
When you were in Japan,
Over
I knew you
in
were there
Brazil.
for a reason. You were there for like a month.
Well, I was all through Asia, Southeast Asia. We were a number of places and enjoyed all the countries we went to and the people. It was fantastic. And it was good to make some old acquaintances in person that I hadn't talked to for several decades in person, other than if they were here in the States. But and some of their surviving relatives, younger relatives, they're now, you know, taking the helm. And look, Japan's going to get through this. They've gotten through worse. The real crisis is not Japan. In this situation, the real crisis is right here in the U.S. And it doesn't take much of a change in the situation in the markets or the currency and things like that to really affect how things work in America. The business of America is business. If you make it so guys can't count on making a profit, taking care of their employees, showing a profit to their investors, it really starts to shut things down, the flow of money. People aren't doing business. You know, I was advising.
But this is
exactly
what the globalists want right here.
That's right. And so
this is what this has been engineered. This is what they want, so they can take us into universal income and the whole thing and shut down bank accounts, correct?
Well, in fact, you know, when I was talking to somebody the other day that worked in the banking sector over in Europe the other day, one of the first things that this person raised, a name that most everybody in this audience would be familiar with, was the fact that the banks, and it's a major thing politically in different parts of Europe and in this particular place where I was at, the banks, for political reasons, shutting down people's accounts that they don't like, just shutting them down cold. Yeah. Businesses they don't like because they're not doing business the way that the party in power thinks is green enough, wholesome enough.
My gosh.
Their talk, their conversation was forbidden conversation. So they were being
say that on FluffTube, but let's go to the back channel and talk about that.
Okay.
What else can you tell my YouTube channel here? I mean, what do people need to do? What can you give them in short, my YouTube audience? What can you give them that is watching right now?
It's not the end of the world. This is not Armageddon. Not the end of America. You're not going to have people showing up, you know, beating the store windows in tomorrow. Okay. It is a very disconcerting thing. And in the political world, everybody's going to need to make something of it. Trump has mentioned something. You'll hear something from the administration. All the candidates will have something to say. And at some level, I think the main thing that the average person has to take out away from it, you know, if you have a fight between Godzilla and King Kong, you don't run out in the street and start, you know, grabbing at toenails, okay? You get the hell out of the way. If you have stuff that's in the way, you have to get very deadly serious about, you know, am I going to hold something physical instead? You know, what really happened here, look at what happened with the cryptos. This is a very important key part of the conversation I want to leave everybody with. As soon as things started to get wonky, what happened? Cryptos have been climbing and you'd seen stuff that had gone up significantly. And I told people 2 weeks ago, a week ago, you know, months ago too, but don't get sucked in, because when it gets dicey, people will go for tangibles. They're not going to, the cryptos have a place. The blockchain has a place, but at some level, it's going to take a little while before that stabilizes. And part of the repair to even Bitcoin and other things is that they're going to come in and back it up with real metals, real tangibles. And there's certain other stuff I don't want to say because I shouldn't reveal that piece right now, but there is a mechanism that's already pretty advanced when the time comes to step in and stabilize those markets and use them appropriately, and they'll go radically higher. But for the moment, in this type of a crisis, people want the real thing. And that's why people have been coming out. There's been all this volatility. People have been coming in thinking they're buying the low and it's going to come up, and the low keeps going lower and lower. And
you also said to me on the phone that the real estate market is going to just crash, correct? Obviously.
Well, and you know, that's why I've told people for quite a long time, you know, you really, if the banks get into a corner, they have to raise, the government's going to raise interest rates to protect the dollar. The dollar's gone up, the yen's gone up. Then the banks have to charge more for the money they have, plus they get tighter with money that they're loaning out. That's the intent here. As they do that, now you don't have a upside to the real estate market. Real estate market is on fire if you only have a 2 or 3% demand more than you have available housing. When you have more housing than you have buyers at those prices, then the price starts to drop, and it drops faster than it does rise. And the other thing everybody here should be thinking about, let's see, how do I say that I don't want to screw this up? For various reasons, I guarantee you that 6 months from now, there will be radically fewer buyers in the housing market and in the rental market. That will begin to come unravel. And on the back channel, I'll name.
All right, let's just go there right now, Juan, because I'm dropping.
Well, let me finish. Okay, let me just finish. So you're looking at real estate that could actually collapse, even in places that are the go-to places. It's like when real estate collapsed, I remember years ago, and they said, you know, but waterfront property, I had two waterfront properties at the time. It'll never hit the waterfront property because there's only so much left and blah, blah, blah. And this was somebody on the East Coast. And I said, well, you're the first up. And those prices drop across the country. This one's going to come like a rocket ship. Usually it's slower a year or two. And they were kind of blowing me off. And their property went down in value 40%. And Jeez. Then they sold, okay? And they were just like devastated, but they got themselves in a corner, had to sell. I got out just before that happened because, you know, I sensed where it was going to. And, but that was like the, you know, platinum coin compared to everything else. And so this is the same here. You're going to have drops even in the best locations because the people that have been coming, showing up with cash are not going to be able to get rid of their highly inflated properties. The music stops and it drops radically, and you can't be slow. You may have, you know, a month or two, a few weeks to seal the deal and get it done. I don't think you have 2 or 3 months. Okay. You can't wait till the outcome of the election.
Juan, let me ask you this, since we're doing this late at night, tomorrow probably Iran will start, you know, bombing Israel, correct? Are we looking at it Monday,
okay,
Tuesday?
Let me add this. If you think of who owns which governments and where it's coming from and everything else, and you're about to have a problem that everybody's going to be paying attention to, yeah, there's nothing like a little bombing everybody back and forth to distract you from the real magic and the real disaster, the real crisis, which is going to be a monetary stock crisis. Can affect jobs and productivity and everything else, and the ability of governments to do stuff, print money, get taxed, etc. So, you know, having the distraction of a dust up is pretty convenient time wise. This isn't the biggest part of it. We have worse to come, but it's absolutely setting
well,
the
stage.
Well,
let's talk about that worse to come on the back channel. Let's go over there right now. You ready, Juan?
Sure.
All right, folks, you're at ninoscorner.tv right now. Well, let's talk about Trump being the builder, Juanito.
Okay.